This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. My jazz buddy from the band New York Voices did a bunch of Zoom concerts in the last pandemic year, but his tip jar had to run through completely separate platforms, Venmo or PayPal. But soon Zoomers will be able to make charitable donations directly through Zoom. The video conferencing platform announced the partnership with the fundraising firm Pledge, along with their quarterly profits, losses, and sales yesterday. With some workers going back to the office in person using less Zoom, teleconference companies are trying to offer new features to stay competitive. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
Zoom's new donation option is meant to be part of a fundraising event, almost like a gala on screen, says James Citron, CEO of the fundraising platform Pledge.
Once someone donates, they actually get the virtual background showing that they've donated, and it creates this kind of social pressure and collective effort.
How much this works depends on who's on the call. But Citron says Zoom was interested anyway. He says the company expanded fast and people wanted to see more from it.
Zoom realized that they can't build all the innovations in-house.
And Zoom's basic product, just video conferencing for meetings, isn't enough anymore, says Carnegie Mellon business professor Anita Woolley. Her research found that video isn't even helpful a lot of the time.
Collaborators are actually slightly more collectively intelligent on average, when they are collaborating via audio only.
That's a challenge some conferencing apps are tackling by offering new features, like whiteboards or even gamified virtual offices. Ann Woolley says there's increasing burnout on the social side of video calls.
At first, at the beginning of the pandemic, people thought it was very novel to get onto Zoom with their friends. And now it's a little like, oh God, not Zoom.
This is partly why Zoom can't depend on its existing pandemic customers, says Gartner analyst Mike Fasciani.
In order for them to continue to grow, they got to start getting into additional market segments where they haven't been sort of relevant before.
Fasciani says on the recreational side, Zoom's working on virtual events with admission paid through the app, like concerts and yoga classes. And he says employers are reevaluating their digital infrastructure as they consider indefinite remote work plans. How much to use Zoom? What about Microsoft Teams?
Can they get by with just one, or do they need both? And if so, how much of which?
Fasciani says we can't expect too many new Zoom users. What matters is if new offerings can keep existing ones there. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.